Many families used the extra time this past long weekend for maple taffy parties. Our maple syrup taffy party tradition started during the pandemic when there was nowhere to go with friends but outside in the fresh open air. A group of us tapped into our French-Canadian maple syrup aficionado, Guy Petra, to deliver a fun-filled outdoor maple taffy experience in my backyard. Guy's syrup skills come from his early days growing up in Noeville. He recalls all the years his dad spent working for the Syrup Sagan Sugarbush in Monnetville, east of Sudbury. The maple syrup taffy tradition started with Guy Petrie's father, Raymond, back when he was just 16 years old in Monnetville at the Syrup Sagan Sugarbush in Monnetville, east of Sudbury. The tradition and love of maple syrup was passed on to Guy and now his daughter, Quilleen. At 18, she is still loving the sweet taste of maple taffy. Supplied. The fourth-generation farm started in the 1950s and Guy's father, Raymond Petra, would spend many a day there. My father started working there at age 16, tending to the horses, and then in the spring he would collect the brimming buckets from the tree tapping on the farm, Petra said. Later on in life, we would go on Sundays after church when work at our own hobby farm with the big red farmhouse was done. We would enjoy the farm and syrup together as a family. Both the passion for horses and maple syrup were highlighted in Raymond Petrie's obituary in 2022. He was 75 years old when he died of pulmonary fibrosis. Even with the lack of snow on the ground this year, young attendee Joshua Ryu sneaks in a test batch of maple syrup taffy on snow. Supplied. It was the sweet stuff that stuck for Petra, who was born with a bit of a sweet tooth. Once I had a family, I would host maple syrup parties, he said. Only we lived in the city and I couldn't tap trees, so we would cheat a bit. We would boil already purchased syrup and pour it on trays of snow to form taffy on a stick, and the kids were thrilled. Each spring when his daughter Quilleen was younger, buckets would hang from the maple trees in the front yard for effect. Parties would take place on their property in New Sudbury. It has always been a spring tradition at our home to educate the kids and slowly boil and stir the taffy to build the excitement for the anticipation of taffy in a few hours, he reminisces. Our current parties in Minnow Lake have followed the tradition, but now for a mainly adult crowd. Due to the lack of precipitation in recent years, we have been forced to preserve snow in the freezer long before the March melts when the party takes place. Everyone contributes to the spread of outdoor-friendly snacks, which includes sausages cooked over the fire pit. Guy Petra still follows his father's boil card instructions from Dominion and Grimm. The company still exists today as a large supplier of maple syrup equipment out of Quebec. Supplied. Then we watch as Guy follows his dad's boil card instructions to a T, using a propane element for the perfect consistency. The boil temperatures do fluctuate a bit depending on the temperature outside at the time of the boil. Even when all grown up, Guy's daughter, Quilleen, makes an appearance year after year, helping to keep the tradition alive for Pepe Raymond. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.